Okay, and this is Grace Aaron. I've just reviewed most of the meetings. I attended most of these meetings, and I would vote in favor of accepting these minutes as they are. I can find no objection to them.
I trust Grace's review of them, and so I'll change my abstention also to an A vote.
Yes, RQ did the same. Do a yes, so just get on with this show.
Pardon?
I said I agree. I also just trust and I'll say yes to approving it.
And who are you?
Aki.
Okay.
Okay, do we want to vote or just say is there an objection?
Does anybody else who hasn't weighed in yet, could you please vote?
Ms. Deb Shafto, I vote aye.
Ms. George, I abstain. Ambrose, I vote aye.
Okay, is that sufficient?
Yep.
I count 6 yes votes, so minutes are approved.
Okay.
All right.
Woo! Next,
pardon? So next agenda item, I think, is a committee report.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that roll call. Who voted aye?
Phoebe, George, Grace, Aki.
Deb Shafto.
Ambrose, and I didn't catch your name, Doug Shafto?
Deb.
Shafto, okay, thanks.
I didn't really vote aye, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to have a majority.
Yes, I have more eyes than nays.
Okay, I have a question, Phoebe. This is Grace.
Yes.
Okay, number 4 of the agenda says discussion and other ideas, and 5 is new business. Mm-hmm. I would like to place 2 agenda items in either 4 or 5. One is the matter of PNB committee membership, and the second one is, I believe, there's something that needs to be discussed in governance before it goes to the PNB tomorrow, and that's situation at WPFW regarding a board member who's been seated on their board appointment to the board or participation in the board is not acceptable according to the bylaws because that person has a political appointment or a political position. So I think that we should take those that item as well as committee membership up in either agenda item 4 or agenda item 5.
All right. Let's put those in agenda item 4 then.
Thank you.
Is the next agenda item committee reports?
Yes.
I'm looking for the agenda. I should have printed it out. So is there someone who can give a committee report on the Code of Conduct Working Group?
Well, it would either be me, Grace, or Nia, or Phoebe. Do we each want to say a sentence or two?
Yeah.
Do you want to start, Phoebe?
No. I'm looking for the minutes of it. I need to open a new window so I can find them.
Okay. All right. This is Grace. I'll start then. I have been on the Code of Conduct Working Group for, I believe, well over 2 years now, and it's been making glacial progress, very, very slow. I think we've already started over 5 times. So, sorry if I'm laughing. But we did make some progress. We started working on the, as a guideline, the old Dan Coughlin Code of Conduct, which is still in draft form up on the pacifica.org website. and we tweaked it a bit. And Phoebe, did you have what we added last night? Did you sent those out, didn't you?
Yeah, that was posted to the PacGov listserv, so all of you should have gotten that.
Okay. So,
what did the email we got that from?
PacGov.
But,
is that right?
But you only, Phoebe, you only sent it to the governance committee, right?
Right.
Okay.
There it is. No.
I posted it on May 14th.
Okay.
And the subject is motion by PMB re code of conduct plus May 8th notes. But it also has the May 14th draft notes.
Okay. All right. So shall we just read what we came up with so far?
Yeah, please do. I didn't get it.
Okay. So,
you want me to do that? I have it in front of me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to read fast. Anybody who wants me to slow down, say so. The following is modified from a draft code of conduct on the following website, and the URL is there. Draft Pacifica Code of Conduct for delegates on LSBs, members of their committees, subcommittees, working groups, task forces, and directors of PMB and its committees, subcommittees, working groups, and task forces. Number one. Directors and delegates will follow the Pacifica Foundation bylaws and work to fulfill the mission of the Pacifica Foundation. Two. Violence, credible threats of violence, or physical attacks are not tolerated on Pacifica property or at Pacifica events and meetings. Three. Any Pacifica Foundation national or LSB member, officer, employee, member, or agent is prohibited from making any public or private statements, written or verbal, that appear to or in fact defames other officers, agents, directors, delegates, or employees. And then in parentheses, our draft says that we're going to postpone consideration of this until we get legal advice. And also that this might also apply to false accusations.
Okay, this is this only, we're going to postpone consideration of that one point number
yeah,
three.
Yeah, number three. Uh-huh. Number four, any Pacifica Foundation national or local station board member, officer, or agent is prohibited from releasing confidential information that places the Pacifica Foundation at legal risk or liability. And we're going to compare that with the PNB confidentiality code. Number five, any Pacifica Foundation national or LSB member, officer, or agent is prohibited from publicly or privately advocating for or against individual staff member employment or revealing or otherwise engaging in personal matters and issues outside of established policies and procedures as delineated in Foundation bylaws, Pacifica handbooks, and or Pacifica policy handbooks or manual. This one, too, we are postponing consideration until we get legal advice. Number six, directors and delegates will model ethical behavior and treat each other and staff respectfully. Number seven, discriminatory conduct and statements, including those based on race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, national origin, ancestry, or age, are prohibited on Pacifica property and at official functions. And we're going to compare that with the PNB language on whatever it's called, racism, sexism. Number eight, frivolous use of this code to disrupt or encumber the work of the body is unacceptable. And those 8 points we pretty much agreed on with the caveats that we're going to compare, fine-tune language, comparing with the PMB motions and get legal counsel. And then there were two more, the last two, which we hadn't discussed much. So maybe I won't read those because our committee actually hasn't. That would be next on our agenda to consider the last 2 points from Dan Coughlin's draft code of conduct. The floor is open for discussion.
This is George. The question is about who the code of conduct applies to. We have committees of the LSB which include members who are not elected to the LSB, but they are, they do participate. They are, some of them actually make valuable contributions and come regularly. And is it my understanding then that it would apply to them as well, or has some distinction been made?
As it stands now, it would apply to them as well, and I assume that they would be informed of the code of conduct, that they would be, when they join a committee, that they would be handed a copy of the code of conduct, of course, so that they're aware of it. And the last two that we haven't, that the subcommittee or task force hasn't worked on yet, are about consequences. That violations may include sanctions, et cetera. So that the people would need to be informed of that in advance. If there's no further discussion, shall we go on to the other committee report?
With one, I'd like to add one thing. I think that after thinking about it, if anyone from the governance committee wants to email suggestions about the code of conduct to the code of conduct working group, that would probably be very helpful.
I agree. Yes, please do. All right, if there's no further discussion, I guess we will go on to the committee report from the bylaws subcommittee.
Okay. I convened that, and we convened it on this past Tuesday, and Phoebe Ann Sorgan has sent an email to the group's mailing list. Which I'm getting to on a slow computer. She sent a, let's see, it's up here, here it is. Subject is Minutes 513 Aud 8 Bylaws Working Group, and she's outlined the things we talked about. Let me just say very fast what it is, and then Phoebe and others can jump in. Basically, we talked about the motion from the PNB from January, which basically tasks the Governance Committee and apparently the Bylaws Working Group to start the creation of a task force to look into and amend the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation. And basically we went over that and we looked at the language in it, and we came to the conclusion that this will be a task force of about 20 members. And basically, I don't know if people want me to go over the exact details here. It's written in the email everybody got. And basically, PNB members, LSB members, staff members, two national staff members, the executive director and the legal counsel would all be on this. They would make up the 20. The PNB also wanted the public to have some input, and we figured the way to do that efficiently would be to have advertising on air and on websites of the stations, and people who want to weigh in with their proposals about the bylaws amendments can do so on the web or by telephone. And we also talked about the size of the committee, 20, and suggested that it should have a quorum of 7 for the bylaws task force meetings. That way it wouldn't get bogged down with having to wait for 11 people to show up, and they might not show up. And so that's basically it, and the working group will meet next on June 5th at 8:30. Now, anybody else who was there want to speak about it?
This is Nia, Phoebe.
Yes, Nia.
Oh, okay. For the bylaws working group, could our folks please read the language? I still don't have internet access, because I suggested last night to read it so that we could pass that motion tonight and have something for the PNB. So could you kindly read it since we're on the stream?
Oh, that's a very good idea. Who has it? Do you have
a PNB motion?
remember I said to write it in such a form with the quorum and all that so we could present to the committee tonight and then pass it so we have something for the PNB.
Good idea. So could you please read it, whoever has it in front of you, the minutes? By the way, I want to explain to about the difference in the work of these committees, because it was in January that the PNB passed this motion number that had four parts, and number three was to establish a task force about the code of conduct. And so our working group on the code of conduct turned ourselves into that task force, basically, because it didn't give any parameters for the task force, and they want it presented to the PMB by July 4th. So because time is short, we just went ahead. Whereas number four of the PMB motion concerning the bylaws amendments, they specified that they want a task force established that has representation from the LSBs and all signal areas and legal counsel and ED, et cetera. So that's the reason for the difference in those two committees' work.
And I know I said last night, I'm sorry, but because I'm on the code of conduct and the bylaws. The bylaws was 2 nights ago. I said last night. It wasn't last night.
Uh-huh.
So does our board have the language?
I'm looking at it here, and I'm cutting off the parts that wouldn't be a motion, so 1 second. Okay. I guess this would be the motion right here. And let me, before I even read it, let me copy it and send it to, oh boy. Since I don't have email, I have to do this on the website, which is a little difficult. All right. Okay, I'm posting this with the subject line, typing with one hand. Motion on bylaws task force. Okay, and I'm not spell checking this, so. Well, I am not left-handed. You spend an hour working with something that's left-handed and it drives you nuts. Okay, I've just posted it to the list, so people who are up there or would like to read along can now do so.
To the Yahoo list?
Yeah, the Yahoo.
This is George. Would somebody post how do you get on the Yahoo list?
You have to join Yahoo. All kinds of information for me that I don't
this
want
is George,
to.
Right?
Yes.
You're on it.
I'm on it?
As far as I know, you're on it.
How do I access it?
You should be getting emails.
From Yahoo?
.gov. The emails, the subject starts .gov.
Oh, I do get those.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Them's those.
And so I should get an email from you right now?
Well,
I got it.
It would be good if you did, because I will not vouch for Yahoo. Sometimes Yahoo drops them. Sometimes, you know, Yahoo is a less than perfect whole thing up there. Okay, the motion as I have is, this working group will be replaced by the Pacifica Bylaws Task Force described in number four below. We recommend that the Pacifica Bylaws Task Force consist of 20 members, one PNB member from each of five signal areas, one affiliate member, two members from each LSB, two national staff members, the executive director, and one legal counsel. Committee members from the LSBs and PNB are invited to propose bylaws amendments to the task force, which will consider their proposals. The public is also invited to propose amendments to the task force, which will consider their proposals via the websites and on-air announcements in all signal areas. The public will be invited to read the bylaws online and comment via each station's listener feedback systems, email, phone, or regular mail. Public feedback re-bylaws will be forwarded to the task force by the stations, subject for the bylaws task force. Even if the executive director and legal counsel cannot participate in all task force meetings, they will be sent minutes with requests for feedback and for their bylaws proposals. The bylaws working group recommends a quorum of 7 for the bylaws task force meetings. The feeling of the bylaws working group on May 13, 2008, was that implementation of the process already in place to revise the bylaws is sufficient, and that holding a bylaws convention would be too complicated and expensive. And that's the motion, I think, as we brought it there.
Phoebe, this is Nia.
Yes.
Yes. The last part about the feeling, I mean, I know that I made the motion. I mean, we discussed that, but we didn't add our feelings in there.
Well,
I would just kindly ask if we could. I don't think that's appropriate to be part of a motion.
Okay. The reason I worded it that way in the draft minutes was because I didn't remember if we actually voted on. I don't think we voted on it, but I felt that the consensus was that it was better not to have a bylaws convention, but I might be wrong about that.
Oh, yes, that's great, but not as part of the motion. Yeah, you are correct that it is expensive. In our arguments, we could say that, but I don't think it should be part of the motion.
Okay. Well, how about the bylaws working group recommends that implementation of the process already in place? The bylaws working group recommends against a bylaws convention on the grounds that implementation of the process already in place to revise the bylaws is sufficient.
If I may?
Yes?
Maybe the easier way to do it would simply be... since the bylaws working group is done with it, it's now the committee here that's doing it. Simply
yes.
Say the governance committee thinks that the process already in place to revise the bylaws is sufficient, and that holding a bylaws convention would be too complicated and expensive. Since the committee is now going to vote on it, it's going to be coming out of the committee, not the. What the PNDCs will be coming out of this committee, not
That's
coming
right.
out of a working group. So
yes.
I would say just...
So actually...
This is Nia. Sorry, this is Nia.
Yes, Nia. So actually, if the committee tonight approves this, then we would just change working group to the Pacifica Governance Committee.
No, the thing is, the motion says how we're going to populate the task force. Then out of that, all the 20 people, they could say, well, you know, it's too expensive, we should have a video conference, so forth and so on. That's who would do that. I think we don't need to put that in the motion. We just simply need to say this is how, you know, just the way you read it before. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't think we need to put that in there. That should come from the because there might be people in there who might think that we need a bylaws convention.
They can bring it back. That's depends on this committee whether we want to recommend against a bylaws convention or not.
This is George.
Yes, George.
Yeah, I would like to go on record as recommending against the bylaws committee. I think we should just vote on
convention.
It. Sorry, bylaws convention, and I think we should just vote on it here. It's a recommendation to the PNB, as is everything we do, really. And I think as a committee of the PNB, we're entitled and expected to express our opinions on things like that.
All right.
Deb, this is Deb. I'd like to say something, too.
Yes.
The topic of a convention is a hot one, and it's a hot button one. And I agree that we probably shouldn't, that it would be too disorderly, too expensive, everything. I agree with all of those considerations. However, I would like to add at this time to stave off some of the rocks that will be surely heard and felt if we make the decision or urge the PNB to make the decision not to hold it at all.
Okay.
This is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
Okay. I think there could be more than two options, a convention or a teleconference. So that's why I'm suggesting that we not put that in. The group of 20 people or seven, which is the quorum, might have some other alternative. Do you know what I'm saying? So that will come out of that. I don't think we need to put that in the motion.
Our Paul for the stack?
Yes.
I think that leaving that last bit in there, I think, is a good idea, because it would say the PNB Governance Committee believes the process already in place to revise the bylaws is sufficient. That holding a bylaws convention would be too complicated and expensive for expressing an opinion. And this committee has wrestled with this in the past, and we saw what a big deal it was. And we at one point gave ourselves like 6 or 8 months to make one of these happen a couple of years ago, and we discovered it was so gigantic that it never happened, and there was so much work to it, and it really looked like something that could be not workable for anybody. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's perfectly a good idea for this committee to express its opinion regarding that. And if people disagree with that, then it won't pass.
By the way, the PNB's directive was that the bylaws amendment process should be complete by December of 2009. So does someone want to make a motion about this?
I just
have a point of order.
We already had one.
Chair,
yes?
Just a point of order.
Yes?
There was a motion passed that this meeting should be no longer than 90 minutes.
Oh.
And I think we have passed that, so I respectfully submit to a vote so we could vote on it, set our next meeting date and all that.
I believe we have 20 more minutes.
Actually,
what time did it start?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Madam Chair, the committee has set its times for meeting to be 8:30 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's in fact
right.
9 minutes after 10 at this point, so we're 9 minutes over. We are, of course, free to make a motion to extend this time if we please. It's up to the committee.
A motion to extend until we can vote on this, pick our next meeting date.
Could I suggest we put numbers on this? Because any time we say we're going to accomplish something, it becomes like a balloon and it gets big. Could we do like a motion to extend for 10 minutes?
I move that we extend for 10 minutes to accomplish voting on this and set our next meeting date, whichever comes first.
Is there any objection to that?
This is Grace Aaron. I object. I'd like to make a substitute motion to extend indefinitely because we have some important matters to discuss before tomorrow's PNB meeting.
It's ridiculous.
Point of order?
Yes.
Point of order. Yeah, there is. We can't extend indefinitely because, as Grace knows, that there is a motion that PNB passed that says that the meetings cannot go beyond midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, I'd like to amend my substitute motion to extend this meeting by 45 minutes.
All right.
may we vote on that?
Yep, we need two-thirds. Yeah, but we could vote on it, yes.
Shall we do a roll call vote?
Yep.
I vote yes. I'm Phoebe.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Does anybody object?
I do. Oh. This is Vajra. I object.
Yeah, we're... Do we want a roll call vote here?
That yes. might not be necessary. Are there any other objections?
I just heard an objection.
Yeah.
There's one objection.
Well,
ours
that means we should really vote.
Okay.
All right.
What are we voting on?
We're voting on extending the meeting 45 minutes.
Okay. Okay, Grace Barron.
Yes.
Mia Bediako.
Yes. I object. Is this what we say? Yes, I object.
Then no.
No, we're voting
I object.
To extend by 45 minutes.
No.
No. So you're voting no.
That's correct.
Jim Brown, Adrienne Jamont, Joseph Kay, Vajra Kilgour.
No.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No, too long. Leslie Radford, Sarv Randhawa, George Ryder?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Bibi Ann Sorgan?
Yes.
Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Gabrielle Woods?
Oh.
All right. Yeses are 5 yeses. The noes are 5 noes. We have 5 yeses and 5 noes, as I'm counting them right here. Check this again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's it. So we have 5 yeses, 5 noes. The motion would not pass.
So now we go to the previous motion, which is to extend by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the meeting by 10 minutes? 10 minutes from now, I guess.
First of all, Madam Chair, I have
yes?
an objection to a part of the motion, because it's to extend 10 minutes to finish this motion on the bylaws task force and to set the next meeting date. We
yes.
don't need to set the next meeting date. The next meeting date has been set.
All right.
Done. So I would move to strike and set next meeting date.
All right. So we wish to extend the... are there any objections to extending the meeting by 10 minutes to complete this motion? All right, then we'll go ahead then. About the last paragraph, maybe we need to vote on that separately, to sever it, since there was some objection to the last paragraph.
Do that.
So
you needed, I move to divide the question.
Yes. Is there any objection to dividing the question? Okay. I'm going to make one suggestion that we change this working group at the top to the Pacifica Governance Committee. No, that doesn't work. The Pacifica Governance... The Pacifica Bylaws Working Group will be replaced by the Pacifica Bylaws Task Force. That would be the first thing. And then the other thing at the very bottom, in the second to the last paragraph, the Pacifica Governance Committee recommends a quorum of 7 for bylaws task force meetings. Do we need to discuss this further?
Could I hear the last part again? Type it in.
The Pacifica Governance Committee recommends a quorum of 7 for bylaws task force meetings.
Phoebe, this is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
Could I make a friendly suggestion for the national staff? We said 1 or 2, just to leave it up to them. Let them decide. Just the way
that's
we're
all right with me.
Yeah, and counsel the option. You know, let them decide whether it's 1 or 2 they want to choose.
Is there any objection to that?
Could I hear this again? What is
Nia is suggesting that, well, we had said that the task force would consist of 20 members, including 2 national staff members, and Nia is suggesting that the task force consists of 19 or 20 members, including 1 or 2 national staff members. It seems a little ambiguous about, a little complicated to then figure out how to determine whether there are 1 or 2.
BB?
Yes. Yes.
It's not that complicated. In the national office, I don't know, let's say, who do they have? Their operations collective, that group. Whatever group is going to decide, you know, if two go or 1 goes. So it's not that complicated, just that they have the option.
We would have to add 1 or 2 staff members up to them, which just, it's not as clean. The reason we set a low quorum.
Okay, no problem.
Because if they assign 2,
no
but
problem.
Only 1.
No problem. We only have 10 minutes, so we're trying to, yeah, that's fine.
So is there any objection to setting this to the PMB as amended? Good. All right, done. And then for the last paragraph, would somebody like to reframe that?
Oh, I thought I had.
Yes. Could you read it again, please?
Yeah. The PNB Governance Committee believes the process already in place to revise the bylaws is sufficient and that holding a bylaws convention would be too complicated and expensive.
David has to amend that to at this time.
You can leave it at.
I didn't understand. Did somebody ask to amend that?
Yes, I did. I asked to amend it, but it's not critical as far as I'm concerned. You can leave it on or off.
Okay. Is there further discussion about that last paragraph?
Could our Paul please read it again? That first part, please.
Could you please read it again?
The PNB Governance Committee believes the process already in place to revise the bylaws is sufficient and that holding a bylaws convention would be too complicated and expensive.
I don't go for it, but maybe we could say the PNB believes and take out the insufficient or... I can't remember verbatim what that is, but it's sufficient to whatever, just to strike that.
Oh, you want it just to say that the PMB Governance Committee believes that holding a bylaws convention would be too complicated and expensive?
Yes.
Are there any objections to that?
Yes. Yes, I mean, the point of the previous paragraph was to make it clear that there is a process in place. To take it out would sound as though we were opposed to having a process. I don't see it makes much sense, and we do have a process. We might as well acknowledge it if we want to. Of course, we can vote against it if you don't like the process, but I think it's fine.
Okay, may we vote on this now?
Okay, the last thing by Nia here, I need to hear this said again exactly as an amendment because there's apparently disagreement. Say exactly you want to strike and then say the words you want to strike.
All right, Nia, do you want to persist?
I'm sorry, Phoebe. What did you say? I mean, things changed a while ago. Everybody's talking. I don't know what people are saying.
Okay. Do you want to persist in striking the part about the process? You want us to vote on striking that part and having it just say that the bylaws convention would be too complicated and expensive?
Yes, because I still think that you have a group of people. I mean, let's
vote on that then, please. Let's vote on Nia's amendment, please. I'm going to ask for those who want that amendment to please say yes.
Okay, so we're voting on this.
We're running out of time. That's why I'm doing it this way. I assume Nia wants to vote for that. Are there other people who want to vote for that amendment?
Well, could I suggest we just do a fast roll call here if we're going to do it this way?
Okay.
Because this is a step. Okay.
Quick.
On this, on the motion to strike the words, the process already in place to revise the bylaws is sufficient, and.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
Pass.
Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Adrienne Jamott. Joseph Kay. Vajra Kilgour.
Yes.
Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Marple Martin. Pass. Wesley Radford. Sarv Randhawa. George Ryder.
No.
Deb Shafto.
No.
Phoebe Ann Sorgan.
No.
Aki Tanaka.
Also no.
Gabrielle Woods. Gabrielle Woods?
I will abstain.
Abstain. Okay, going back up to the passes, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
And our...
Wait a second.
Okay.
Let me pass again. I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Okay, we'll come back to you next, and you won't be able to pass then. R. Paul Martin? No. Grace Aaron?
No.
Okay. All right. I see 1, 2, 3 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no. 3 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention.
All right. Then now we're going to vote on the wording that includes the process. Are there objections to including the last paragraph as amended, including the word about the process?
I will. This is Nia. I will abstain just so we don't run out of time. I voice my abstention. I am for the first part, but obviously not for the second part.
Are there other objections or abstentions? Then that part of the motion passes also. And I guess we're out of time.
The bylaws will point out that this passes without objection then. Okay?
Then I object.
All right. Then you need a vote.
No.
One way or the other. You can't. Abstentions don't go anywhere. Abstentions don't count for anything. Either if you objected. So either it passes without objection or we have a vote. One way or the other.
Nia, the minutes will reflect your objection and what you wanted instead, if you want a record of that.
Well, it will reflect the amendment that was made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we need to vote?
No.
Now, is this on the entire thing or just that last paragraph?
Just the last paragraph.
Last paragraph.
We already passed the first part.
Just making sure.
Do we have to vote?
No.
Okay, then
we can...
Sounds like a pass without objection.
And good night, everyone. Thanks, Phoebe, for sharing.
For the orders of the day.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Thanks,
thank you, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.